Speaking of superstars, Sam Friedman is one of those. He's a Melbourne Cup winning trainer, and he joins us on Breakfast to have a chat about his runners at Ballarat tomorrow and also a couple at the Valley today. Morning, Sam. How are you?
Hey, guys, very well, thanks.
Looking forward to Ballarat tomorrow. But just before we do have a chat about that, do you get a chance over the next couple of weeks to get away and take a break at all, or is it just a bad time of the year to be able to do that in the lead-up to Christmas? Or does the trip overseas to visit the Sheikh, does that count as your little trip?
Yeah, look, that trip probably counts, definitely goes towards my annual leave. But, it's busy enough. A lot of two-year-olds coming through. Obviously, 12 springs for Christmas. So that'll be a little breather, but there's plenty coming up. So winter's always a good time to get a break.
Are you planning on taking any two-year-olds or any other horses up to Queensland over the summer?
Well, at this stage, probably not. It's it is a very hard race to target from Victoria, and we generally like to hold them back a touch. We haven't run a two-year-old yet. We've got about 15 trialling on Monday. That will be ready to go to the races in the new year. But, we prefer to target for the Blue Diamond, that sort of series.
There was a story that broke this morning. Racing Victoria have announced that the Magic Millions three-year-old guineas will now be a win in your in-race into the All-Star Mile next year. And there had been some other announcements over the last couple of weeks around that, some changes with more win in your in-races to give trainers a bit more of an assurance that their horse would be there on the day. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that some of those changes they've made around the All-Star Mile have been well received by yourself and fellow trainers?
Possibly, yeah. It's probably not something I'd take a whole lot of notice of. I think if you've got the good horse, a proper weight for age miler, then you're thinking of heading in that direction. But we're probably not looking to just try and win our way in with a horse that might not be deserving of a chance. I wouldn't have thought that the Magic Millions Guineas would be a traditional lead up to a weight for age. Or what I think it is, weight for age. It might be set weights and penalties.
No, it's weight for age. Yeah, yep.
I wouldn't have thought that's a traditional lead up to it. But some of the programming I've been a little critical of in the last couple of weeks. So I think some of it.
All right. Well, let's focus on your runners over the next couple of days. And I guess a lot of people will be hoping that we see Ain't No Deal Done tomorrow at Ballarat on Cup Day in the Cup, because that would probably mean, Sam, that we haven't had as much rain as what has been predicted. What's the line with him as to whether you would or wouldn't run him tomorrow at Ballarat?
It's a good question. It's... Ballarat's tricky because if it rains on the day, the track can just open right up, and in that case, we just wouldn't run him. I'd say he'd be pretty great. He's flying. He's going very well. His work Monday was super, but he's a confident horse, and I just think if we run him on a surface that he's just not comfortable on, you can sap a horse's confidence, and you're back to square one. So. It'd be unlikely, but if a miracle happens and the rain misses, then you'll see him and he'll run a big race.
Oh, if we do get that rain and he comes out, I mean, it is a $500,000 race tomorrow and he's in really good form. Is there much left for him over the next couple of weeks, or what would you do with him if you had to pull him out?
Yeah, look, we'd have to give it some thought. I mean, there's a Lord's Stakes, I think, on Boxing Day that would be a potential option for him. Alternatively, we can give him a spell. We're very fortunate that his owners, they've always just allowed us to make decisions with him, and we've always got we put the horse first, and so that we're lucky that they'll back us in whatever we think. So we just have to make that call probably in the next.
Wearing the same colours is King of Hastings, who's set to line up in the Tonks Plate Race 9 on the program. He's been running well, particularly interstate, over the last sort of year or two, but he hasn't had a win for a while, Sam. Can he get it first up tomorrow at Ballarat?
No, I don't think so. His trials have been fair. He ran very well in this race last year, but his best racing is generally Sydney direction now. I don't think he's run a real good race in Victoria for a little while. So obviously hopeful that he can turn up and run a good race. But, I wouldn't be brimming with confidence.
All right. So would we see him in Queensland, would we, potentially, throughout the summer?
If his form warranted it, he would. I think we'd likely get him up to at least Sydney to see if he can recapture, you know, his form from last preparation. But, you know, he's got to put his hand up and find that form again. And just off what we've probably seen in his trials at home to date for this preparation, he's not quite at that level just yet.
All right. What about Dubai Poet there in the last, who's a little bit unexposed on soft and heavy ground? What are your thoughts in the final event?
I would think he'd be unlikely if the rain comes as well. Not 100% certain whether he would handle it or not, but the horse is going really well. He was a good run cup day, and you know, he hasn't had a whole lot of luck since his sort of win at Sandown. So we've got the blinkers on him. I think wherever we run him, he'll run well. But yeah, just if we get that rain, we wouldn't light him up.
All right, certainly sounds like a bit of a wait and see, as it probably is with a lot of runners, not just in your stable, but right around the traps at Ballarat tomorrow. Hey, what have you got going to Cranbourne on Monday at the trials? Have you got a host of 2-year-olds that are also owned by without a fight that's owner the Shake?
Yeah, we do. It's a nice talk. Just having their first day out at the trials on Monday. It looks pretty smart. So there's some nice 2-year-olds. Whether they're, you know, jump and run horses, you know, we'll wait and see. But he's going to have hopefully some nice 2-year-olds and in time rising 3-year-olds to come through the stable.
All right. What about at Moonee Valley tonight? You've got 2 runners there at the Valley. Can you help us out with a winner? Rocket Scientist there in the second, and Miss Tarzi. Can she go on with the job? That was a nice return at Seymour. Big win.
Yeah, it was. I wouldn't entirely trust Rocket Scientist. You know, he ran quite well the other day, but go and win another race yet. But, Miss Tarzi, I'd be confident she'll come back. Should appreciate the 2,000. I think she's in terrific form. She'll be hard to beat.
All right, that's race 4, number 8, Miss Tarzi, hard to beat at the Valley tonight. Sam, appreciate your time this morning. If we do say ain't no deal done in the Ballarat Cup tomorrow, good luck, and certainly good luck with all of your other runners.